Management-intensive grazing for milk production is gaining popularity among dairy producers. Hello, I'm Julie Harker, and this is Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Tony Rickard, a University of Missouri dairy specialist in Southwest Missouri, is one of the organizers of the National Dairy Grazing Conference to be held in July in Springfield, Missouri. And he tells Brownfield why it's becoming so popular.
There's a multitude of reasons. One, you know, we started working on pasture-based systems back in the early 90s with a couple of demonstrations. And the main reason we were seeing too many dairy farmers exiting the business, and we thought there has to be a different way of looking at this. And so you look at what the natural resources in a lot of states, in particularly Missouri, and that's going to be pasture ground. And so we started looking, one, to utilize the natural resources, but the second thing, it had to be profitable and sustainable. And what I mean by that, I mean, I can have a profit 1 year, but it has to be a sustainable operation where you can see profit. And, yeah, you're going to have a down year like we did in 2009, where milk prices were extremely low. But our pasture-based grazers, they did okay. They weren't banking a lot of money, but they made it through and were able to pay all of their expenses and still had just a bit left over.
Another big reason, high feed costs.
And if you look at a lot of our pasture-based systems, instead of feeding 22 to 36 pounds of grain, we've got pasture-based grazers that will get down to 5 pounds, in that 5 to 8 pound range when we have adequate pasture. So that's what helps make it profitable. They may not produce as much milk as someone in a more conventional or a total confinement system, but they don't have near the cost either.
MU dairy specialist Joe Horner says this all began 10 years ago at the Southwest Center in Mount Vernon to see if Southern Missouri dairies could improve their margins through seasonal grass-based dairy production. And he says it's been very successful.
I think we've gotten a lot better at grazing for high-energy pastures. We realized that Kentucky 31 was a problem for grass-based dairies, and we've moved away from that early on. But really, the intensity of where we're at today and the necessity of being able to raise energy off of pasture rather than purchase grain has done nothing but get more intense.
The Dairy Conference is July 6th through 8th at the Springfield Expo Center at the University Plaza Hotel in Springfield, Missouri. I'm Julie Harker.